Right, we're going to start here on the bottom of Chet Amud Bet, but 15 lines up. When you have a korah, that's the end of mavui, which is being matir the mavui, can you actually carry underneath the korah itself? Rav, v'Rabbi Chiya, v'Rabbi Yochanan, all three of them say, mutar lishtamesh tachar korah. It's totally fine to use under the korah. Now on the other side, you have the bar pluktot, Rav and Shmuel, so here you have Shmuel arguing on Rav. You have Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, who was a peer with Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya is a Talmud of Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi is Rabbi's son. Rabbi Shimon were peers, and he argues. And Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who are peers. Rabbi Shimon Lakish argues on Rabbi Yochanan, and they all say, Asur lishtamesh tachar korah. You're not allowed to use underneath the korah. Lema b'hakim eflage. Let's say that their machloket revolves around this issue. The marsa of a korah mishum heker, that they believe that korah is there to make it noticeable, that's the end of the mavui. The marsa of a korah mishum mechitza. And the others hold that korah is therefore a mechitza. So a heker, until the outer edge of the korah, is a heker. For mechitza, the mechitza is at the chodo abrim, the inside of the korah drops down, and that makes it into mechitza. Or says, no. The kuliyama korah mishum heker. Everybody agrees that the korah is there because of a heker. This is what they're arguing about. The marsaver hekera milagav. That the heker is from the inner side of the korah. Marsaver hekera milabar. And the others hold that the heker is from the outer side of the korah. Vivaitayman. Others want to suggest the kuliyama mishum mechitza. Everybody thinks that the korah is there for mechitza. Vahacha bahaka miflagay. This is their machoket. Marsaver chodo hapnim yared visotem. The inner edge of the korah drops down as if it is a mechitza. And the others think that it's the outer edge of the korah that drops down to make the mechitza. Now we have a statement for Rav Chista, which is going to carry us through most of the daf today, which is Amar Rav Chista. Hakol modim beben lechayim shasur. Everybody agrees that between the lechayim that it's asur. So here we have an argument about korah. Is it the inside of the korah or the outside of the korah that determines where the mavui ends, or the area within the mavui that you can carry ends? But if you use a lechi that stands up on the ground, everybody agrees that it's the inner side of the lechi. And as Tosfot points out, the difference being that a korah has a minimum of a tefach, whereas a lechi can be a kolshu. And since a lechi can be a kolshu, then it's governed by the inner side of the lechi, whereas by a korah, which is a tefach, you can discuss whether it's the inner edge or the outer edge of the korah. If you put in two pegs into the wall on the outside of the mavui, this is already beyond where the mavui ends. On the outside, they put in two pegs at the edge of the mavui. And then they sit a beam across it. So basically, the entire korah sits outside of the mavui. You have a case here where the pegs are on outside and the board sits on it, and it's the inside edge of the korah is flush with the mavui. So when you have that, wow, what's the din? Number lay, the divya matir, asur. According to one who says that it's mutar, then it's asur. The divya oser, mutar. And the one who says it's asur, it is mutar. Now here we said before, korah, we had a machloket as to whether it's the inner edge of the korah or the outer edge of the korah, that's matir. So, in this din, when he asked this of Rav Chista, what's the din here if I have the beam sitting outside the edge of the mavoi? So Rav Chista says, well, let's think about this. According to the one who says that it's the outer edge of the korah, the outer edge of the korah is outside the mavoi now, entirely. It doesn't do anything for you because it's way outside. According to the one who says that it's the inner edge of the korah, well, the inner edge of the korah is flush with the mavoi. If it's flush with mavui, it should function just fine. And so that's what Rav Chista said back to him. The divrei hamatir, the one who says it's mutar to carry under the entire korah, asur, over here would be asur because the outer edge of the korah won't help you. On the other hand, the divrei oser, the one who says that you can only use up until the inner edge of the korah, over here should be mutar because the inner edge of the korah is flush with the mavui itself. So Rav amar, the divrei oser, nami asur. Rava says, even according to the one who says it's asur, here it also will be asur. Even though it's flush with the mavoi, that doesn't help you. Why? Be'inan korah gabe mavoi veleka. You need a korah on the mavoi itself. Being outside the mavoi is not a korah anymore. Korah outside of the mavoi doesn't help you. Even though the inner edge of that korah is flush with the mavoi, that's not the type of heker or mechitza that we're looking for. We're looking for something that is on the mavui itself. So if it ate of Adabar Matan the Rav, well, according to you, Rav, Haita Korotao Mishucha Otluya. If the korah was mishuchah utbuya, over here the Gemara leaves it undefined. Pachot migimel ein tzarich lavi korah acheret. If it's within three tefachim, then you don't have to bring another korah. A gimel, if it's more than gimel tefachim away, then tzarich lavi korah acheret. Then you have to bring another korah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer pachot migdalet. If it's less than four tefachim away, ein tzarich lavi korah acheret. Then you don't have to bring another korah. Dalet, if it's more than or four tefachim or more, tzarich lavi korah acheret. Then you have to bring a different korah. So first of all, this machloket, and as Rashi points out, this machloket is throughout Shas. Wherever we say in Shas, less than three tefachim is lavud, less than three tefachim is as if it doesn't exist, or we extend whatever item is there to be that it's a solid piece, then that din of lavud, where we say three tefachim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel believes that it's four tefachim. So that's the first thing. That's just a simple machloket between them. Is lavud up to three tefachim? Or is lavud up to four tefachim? That's machloket here between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tana Kama. That's number one. The second thing is, what is this mishucha otluya? Tluya means to be hanging. Mishucha means that it's pulled in. So the Gemara now makes a suggestion. My love, mishucha mibachutz, utluya mibifnim. Maybe it means, mishucha means outside, and tluya means inside. So that suggestion, or based on that, then you will think that something mibachutz does work. You can have a korah outside that still functions for the mavui itself. Just depends on how far out. So the Gemara's original assumption is mishucha means outside, tluya means on the inside. And based on that, they're questioning Rava's position. How could it be that you, Rava, say that a korah outside of the mavui doesn't work? Here, I have a Tanaic work, or a Tanaic argument, where it seems to be they're arguing about exactly this issue of how far out it could be to be kosher. Mishucha
v'tluya. The question is from the mishucha part?
Yeah. It's extended outside the mavui. It's not in the mavui itself, but outside of the mavui. Yeah, similar to that, right. But here it might be even further out. I mean, mishucha means if it's even up to three tefachim away from the mavui, it would still function. That's the way the Gemara is learning it now. The Gemara's answer is, no. Gemara says, no, idi v'idi mibifnim. They're both on the inside. So what's the difference? Mishucha miruach achat, utluya mishtei ruchot. The difference between how many edges of the korah are sitting on the walls. So mishucha miruach achat means that the korah sits on one side on the mavui, the other side is suspended in the air. That's called mishucha, pulled away from the side. Tluya is that neither end is on the walls. Well, neither end's on the walls, then how's the beam standing up? So you can see the picture in Rashi, they have a little pin, a little pole that's standing up in the middle, that's just holding up the korah. You can see that in Rashi, a picture there, a rough picture of it, but there's something that's holding it up, a pole that holds it up, so it's pulled out of the side. So what they're saying is that when you have a korah that's away from the wall, as long as it's within three tefachim of the wall, it's considered to be on the mavui, or attached to the walls of the mavui. And that's true whether it's on one side or whether it's on both sides. And that's what the Gemara says. I would have thought you only say lavud on one side. We say that it's as if it's not there. We extend the beam as if it is across the entirety of that space when you have a gap on one side. But I had a gap on two sides. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Mishtei ruchot lo, amrina, lavud, kamash balon, that we do say it. And that's what it means, tuya. Mishucha is from one side, we say lavud. Tuya comes to teach me even from two sides. We will say that it is lavud. Ravashi amar, mishucha, vihi, tluya. It's not two separate things. It's one thing, which is that it's both mishucha and tluya. Vehechi dami. What's the case here? Gon sh'na'atz sh'te yitedot akumot, ashnei kotei mavui. If it's tluya and mishucha, how are you holding up this beam? So mishucha, now according to Ravashi, is that it's shorter, it's narrower than the area of the mavui, so there's nothing holding it up, but it's also above the mavui. Tluya means that it's hanging above. It's not level with the mavui, it's above the level of the mavui. How is it suspended? So he says here that they put in two yutedot, two pegs that are akumot. Now akumot means bent. You can either read it that they were on an angle like this. They put these pegs into the wall, sitting like this, and that held the beam. It held the beam above the mavui, but also narrower than the mavui. You could say that they're in an L shape like this, that it's holding it up either way, but there's certain ways that you can have it here. You have numerous pictures you can see here of the different options. In Rashi, he shows you the picture of the one that I showed you in an angle. You can see the Davar Rashi, there's the angles coming in and they're holding up the korah, both narrower than the mavoi and above the level of the mavoi. What's the chiddush in that? It's a case she'ein begovan gimel ve'ein be'akimutan gimel. They're not more than three tefachim above the mavoi, and they're also not narrower than three tefachim. Mal d'teima o lavud amrinan o chavot amrinan. We say one of the two. Lavud means that I extend that which is there. Chavot means I press it down. So I would think you could only invoke one of these principles. I can invoke the principle of chavot, that if it's above, I can push it down. Or I can invoke the principle, if it's narrower, I can extend it to reach the walls. But here I'm trying to use both principles at the same time. I'm trying to extend the beam and push it down at the same time. So maybe I shouldn't be able to do that. Lavud b'chavut lo amrinan k'mashmalan, that we do say that, that you're allowed to invoke both principles simultaneously and say that we extend the beam and drop it down so that it is a functioning korah. In either case, based on these answers, it's not a problem for Rava. Rava said if the beam is outside of the mavoi, then it's not a good korah no matter what, because it's not sitting on the mavoi. And so now it's no longer a question for Rava, because the way we've explained it is either Mishuchan Tluya is one that it's short on one side, that means it's short on both sides, but they're both inside of the mavoi. Or Rav Ashi says it's Mishuchan Vitluya, it's above and narrower than the mavoi, but it's still inside the mavoi. If that's the case, we don't have any issue for Rava. So Tani, Rabbi Zakkai, Kamei, de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai brought a braita, and he was reading it, or going over it in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Ben l'chaim, v'tachar ha-korah, nidon ke-karmelit. So l'chaim, if you're using the side post, or the korah on top, underneath it, beyond the front edge of it, is considered like a karmelit. Meaning it doesn't do anything for you, it doesn't help you out, and therefore it is asur. Now, we just saw before that Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that you can't be mutar l'ishtamesh tachar ha-korah. Over here, you bring a braita that says you're not allowed to use under the korah, but it also says you're not allowed to use beyond the l'chaim. So Amar Leih, poke tani the bara. Says, throw the braita out. That's not a good braita. So Amar Abaye, stavra milti de Rabbi Yochanan tachar ha-korah. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan wanted to throw the braita out because of tachar ha-korah. He believes that underneath the korah is still considered to be fine in terms of carrying in the mavoi. So I understand the braita is saying here that you can't carry under the korah, so that makes it a improper braita. Aval ben l'chaim asur. But didn't we say before, Rav Chisda said, everybody agrees that ben l'chaim, that beyond the lechi, the front end of the lechi is asur. If that's the case, then why did he throw the braita out for that reason? V'rav amar ben l'chaim nami mutar. And Rava says that between the lechaim is also mutar. So here you have Rabbi Yochanan throwing out the braita because of tachar ha-korah. And according to Abaye, Rabbi Yochanan only thinks tachar ha-korah is mutar, but ben lechaim is asur, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Abaye is similar to what Rav Chisda said on the previous amud. Rava l'shitato says that even ben lechaim, Rabbi Yochanan thinks even ben lechaim is mutar. So everybody agrees that Rabbi Yochanan believes under the korah is mutar. Only question is, what does Rabbi Yochanan think about ben l'chaim, beyond the front edge or the inner edge of the lechi? What does Rabbi Yochanan think? Abaye, like Rav Chisda, thinks that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that's asur, whereas Rava believes that he thinks it's mutar, that ben l'chaim is mutar. So Amar Rava mina aminula. How can I prove to you that that's the case? Dichi ata Rav Dimi am Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came, he brought a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan's in Eretz Yisrael. You have Rav Dimi, certain people who traveled back and forth between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dimi is one of them. So he's bringing a memra from Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So Rava says, when Rav Dimi came, he brought us a memra from Rabbi Yochanan. Makom she'en bo dalid al dalid. You have a location whose width and length is less than four tvachim. It's less than 4x4. Mutar levnei rishut harabim, u levnei rishut hayachid lekatef alav. So here you have a place is what's otherwise known as makom ptur. A place that has no designation. It has no designation because it's not significant enough. It's under 4x4 tefachim. Being under 4x4 tefachim already makes it an insignificant location. As long as it's above 3 tefachim, above 3 tefachim, if it was below 3 tefachim, it comes batel to the ground, and it takes on the properties of whatever ground it's sitting in. So here, it's at least 3 tefachim above the ground. So in this case, when it's less than 4x4, it becomes a makom tur. So in that case, this location sits right between the Rishut Rabim and the Rishut Yachid. The Bnei Rishut Rabim can use it, because going from Rishut Rabim to Makom Tur is mutar. And the Bnei Rishut Yachid can use it, because going from Rishut Yachid to Makom Tur is also fine. The only thing they can't do is exchange between them, meaning that you can't go through the Makom Tur and then take it out. And that's what he says, Buvaj lo yachlifu, as long as they don't exchange. If you can't put something from Rishut Yachid on the Makom Tur, And then from the Makom Torah, take it out to Rishut Rabim. Even though Mikra Alocha, that's totally fine. Mina Torah, that is completely okay. You move Rishut Yechid, Makom Torah to Rishut Rabim, there's nothing wrong with that. Our fear is that he's going to skip the Makom Torah. If we allow them to move things through the Makom Torah in that way, what happens next time is they just take it from Rishut Yechid to Rishut Rabim. So that we won't allow. But the area here functions for both sides. So same thing over here. The Ben L'chaim should have a classification of a Makom Ptur. It should be no different than a Makom Ptur. It's a very narrow area of the Ben L'chaim, and therefore it should be allowed to be used by technically both sides. But what's important to us is the side of the Mavoi. The Mavoi should be allowed to carry into that area simply because it's a Makom Ptur. Even if you don't think it's covering it, just because it's a narrow space, the Lechi. And that area is by itself, because it's still within the Lechi. Based on that, you should be able to use that area, because it's a Makom Ptur, as an extension of the Mavoi. So Abaye says, that's not the same. Amar Abaye, you can't prove that. Because, hatam begvah and gimel. Remember that the Makom Ptur we're talking about here is at least 3 tefachim off the ground. So it has separate designation from the Rishut Yechid or the Rishut Rabim, because it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground. That gives it significance enough in of itself that it's not batel to the Rishut Rabim or the Rishut Yechid, but it's not significant enough because it's less than 4x4 to be its own Rishut. So that's what's unique about it. Over here, the area between the Lechaim, in our case, is level with the Mavoi. There's nothing that designates it as a separate area. And not being designated as a separate area, nobody's going to let you use that, because you're never going to understand why it stops here and doesn't go beyond there. So we're not going to let you use it. So Bai says, I don't see that as a proof, because you're flat. The ground is flat. There's nothing that separates this area out to make it into a designated Makom Ptur. Because of that, we're not going to let you use it. So then, Abaye says, I'll prove to you that that's what Rabbi Yochanan thinks. That Rabbi Yochanan thinks that under the Koraz mutar lishtamesh, but ben alechayim asur. Damar Rav Chama Baguri Amar Rav, toch hapetach tzarich lechi acher lahatiro. Inside of the petach, you need another lechi to be matirit. So v'chiteima, if you want to suggest to eat beit dalet al dalet, that this entranceway has more than 4x4 tefachim, so it becomes its own area. That's why you need a separate lechi. V'amarav chanin bar rava. Or Rav Chama bar Gurio. V'amarav toch petach avovishayim bo dalet al dalet. Tzarech lechecha acher le'atiro. Even if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, you need another lechi to be matirit. So based on that, you see that Rabbi Yochanan believes that ben lechayim is no good. Because what you have here is, if you think about a normal courtyard, here it's a mavoi, but if you think about a courtyard, in a courtyard you have the area that's open, and then at the entranceway, there's areas that jut in. The doorway, the door area juts in, and by jutting in, that functions as the lechi, that could function as the lechi. The problem is that the doorway itself, what demarcates it as a place that is mutar to carry in? The answer is nothing, because it is the area that juts in. It is the lechi itself. So now, what do you say? We say you need a lechi acher lahatiro. In requiring a lechi acher lahatir, the petach, it tells you that a lechi is only functional from its inner edge, not from its outer edge. Because if the lechi was functional from the outer edge, then that area that is the gateway or the doorway in would cover itself. The fact that it doesn't cover itself shows you that's the inner side. So here, if you have a picture, you can see it here. You have the door frame here, where the door frame is acting as the lechi for the inside area of the mavoi. So then, the door frame itself, the question is, what do you do with that area? So he says, you need another lechi on the door frame to be matir, that area that's the width of the door frame. So the inside is covered by the door frame. This lechi over here will cover the area of this door frame. So he says, oh, what are you going to suggest? That it's 4x4 tefachim. It's 4x4 tefachim, so it becomes an area that's significant in of itself. So that's why you need another lechi. No, but we have a statement that says this is true even when it's less than 4 tefachim. So even though it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not designated its own area. Nevertheless, you still need a lechi. Why do you need a lechi? Because the door area, or these juts, these areas that jut out, that solve the problem for the mavoi, they're only good to the inner edge. So they cover the mavoi, but they don't cover themselves. To cover themselves, you need another lechi on the outside to cover that area that is between the doors. Tosafot points out, it's not that that area is considered to be a mavoi by itself, because in order to be a mavoi, it has to have its length be greater than its width, and you have to have houses and considerable coming off of it. But because it is not covered by the lechi, the other lechi now will be matir that area, despite the fact that it's not classified as a mavui itself. So based on that, that shows that what does Rabbi Yochanan believe? Rabbi Yochanan must believe, or we must believe, that ben lechayim is asur. Because otherwise you would have been covered all the way to the outside. The fact that you get another lechi shows that you're only covered to the inner edge of the lechi. So Rabbi says, no problem. Hotom de patuach le karmelit. That's because that area opens out to a karmelit. Aval reshut rabim mai. If it opened to reshut rabim mai, shari, it would have been mutar. So Rabbi says something incredible here. He says, well, if that mavoy empties out into a karmelit over here, that's running in front of it, then you're right. That's why you need a lechi. If it was a reshut rabim over here, you wouldn't need a lechi. Well, it's exactly. It's the exact opposite of what you thought. That's what Gemara says. Yitziva ba'aro b'giora b'shmei shmayo. Says the native, the citizen, is on the ground, and the giora, the stranger, is up in the heavens. It's a paradox. It's a colloquialism for this, or a proverbial paradox. How could it be? It makes no sense. The thing that's more chamur is a reshut rabim. So in that case, you would definitely think you need another lechi. Karmelit, it's a dinder abonon. To Karmeli, why would you need another lechi? So Rava says, in. Yes, it is exactly why. Matzah minet mino v'neor. Because what is the area that is ben lechaim designated as? It's a Karmelit. Now, if I have a Karmelit on the outside, then they join together and they become a single area. Gain significance because of its attachment or continuum from the Karmelit on the outside. Whereas if you have a reshut rabim on the outside, and the area between the ben lechaim is a Karmelit, they're separate areas. And the Karmelit now stands alone without requisite area to classify it as a separate entity. Because it's less than 4x4 tefachim. If it's 4x4 tefachim, then even Rava might agree you need another lechi, because it's significant in and of itself. But if it has less than 4 tefachim, it has no significance to itself. If it has no significance to itself, and you have a reshut rabim on the outside, that is what makes it separate. If that's the case, then it becomes a makom ptur that's connected to the mavui on the inside, and you can be able to use it without a problem. So that's Rava's answer. Rava's answer is we're speaking out a case here where there's a karmelit on the outside, which then basically joins that area to the outside and makes it into a karmelit. Amalei Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua de Rava. V'hat lo tizbra de ben lechaim asur? Do you really believe that between the lechaim is not asur? V'amar Rava Barchana Amar Rav Yochanan. Here a quote from Rav Yochanan, because all of this argument is within the position of Rav Yochanan. Mavoi shiritzafo b'lechaim. You have a mavoi where you put up a bunch of lechis in a row. You can see the picture here in the Gemara. It's not as clear. If you look in the pictures in the Perush Chai and others, you can see that they just put up a bunch of lechayim. Put up one, two, three, four, put a bunch of them. Pachot, pachot, midalit. They're between them, or the distance between each of the lechayim is less than four tfachim. Banu la machloket Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. This is a machlok between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. What was the machlok Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan? That's what we saw at the top of the Amud. What is considered to be lavud? Is lavud less than four tfachim or less than three tfachim? Chachamim think it's less than three tfachim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel thinks less than four tfachim. So what ends up happening here is when you have a whole bunch of posts along the wall of the mavui, and they're all less than four tfachim away from each other, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have one solid lechi. It's as if you have one long lechi there, because each one is less than four tfachim away from the next, and that's as if it's no space there, and it's as if it's one long lechi. According to the Chachamim, who say less than three tefachim is lavud, but near four tefachim, they're separate, then you have a bunch of lechayim there. You have a whole bunch of lechis there. Now, based on that, so the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Amar, so according to Rabbi Shimon, it says, Amrin in lavud, that we say less than four tefachim is lavud, mishtamesh ad chudo apnimi shel lechi apnimi. You can only use up to the inner edge of the innermost lechi. Because the sentence becomes one big lechi. If it's one big lechi, you're only allowed to use until the inner edge of the lechi. But over here, that inner edge of the lechi now becomes the inner edge of all the lechayim, because they're considered to be one big lechi. The Rabbanon, the Amre, lo Amrin, and Lovud. According to Rabbanon, we say we don't see Lovud when it's near four tefachim. The Mishtamish and Chod HaPnimi Shel Chitzon. You can use up to the outermost lechi, the inner edge of the outermost lechi. Because for them, each one is a separate lechi. And you can use up to the last lechi that's there, but to the inner side of it. But what do you see? Aval ben lechayim de kuliyama asur. Everybody agrees that in the area of the lechayim that it's asur. Because if not, there would be no difference between them. If you think you could use to the outer edge of the lechi, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's one big lechi. The Rabbanan say they're all small, separate lechayim. Right. Either way, you'll go to the outer edge of the last lechi and they end up in the same place. So the only way to have a distinction between the opinions is to say that the inner edge is the point at which you can stop caring. Based on that, we'll have a difference between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have one big lechi. The inner edge is the innermost edge of the inner lechi. According to the Chachamim, say you have separate lechayim here, then the inner edge of the outermost lechi is the stopping point. But that difference only comes up if you think that you cannot use between the lechayim. So again, Rava Batam Nami de Patuach le Karmelit. This is a case again where it's opened into a Karmelit, and that's what causes the issue. Aval Rishut Rabim, Mai? What would it be if it was open to Rishut Rabim? Shari, everybody agree between the lechayim be fine. Again, that's totally backwards. That's paradoxical. It shouldn't be that way. In, but some minute me know of an Eor, because if it's a Karmelit on the outside, it joins the small area of a Karmelit on the inside and makes them into one large area, and then it's significant. If you have a Rishut Rabim on the outside, the Karmelit is insignificant in of itself, and that's why you can carry Ben Lichayim. So that's how Rava solves the problem. Now we're going to have another way to solve the problem, which is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that that's not necessarily the case here. The case here is, Kagon, Shiritzafo Bilachayim, Pachot, Pachot Me Arba, B'meshech Arba Amot. So until now, we just thought, okay, he had a bunch of lechayim there, but we don't know how long it went, how far it was. Ravashi over here suggests that it goes for 4 amot. So now, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Damar Amrin Lavud, according to Shimon Gamliel, says that under 4 tefachim is Lavud, then Havalei Mavoy, it becomes a separate Mavoy, because it's 4 amot. 4 amot gives it significance in of itself. We had this machloka before. How deep does the Mavoy have to be a Mavoy? What was the minimum standard for a mavui? So we said there, machlok, it's 4 tefachim, 4 amot. But even according to one who said 4 tefachim, that's only to create a mavui. But to change a lechi from a lechi into a mavui, there you need a minimum standard of 4 amot deep. If this lechi extends for 4 amot, it becomes its own mavui. If it becomes its own mavui, then tzerech lechi acher lahatiro. You need an additional lechi to be matire because it's its own mavui. Whereas the Rabbanon, Damrina, Lo Amrina, Lovud, according to the Rabbanon, say it's not Lovud, meaning that each lechi stands independently. Lo tzarich lechi acher la'atiro. You don't need another lechi to be matirit because there's an original lechi, which is the outermost lechi, will function, and that'll be fine. So based on that, you could say even until the outer edge. Now we found a distinction between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, or the Rabbanon. Even though you would say that you're allowed to carry Ben Lechayim. Even though normally you're allowed to carry Ben Lechayim, that's true when it's a lechi. It's only a lechi when it's less than 4 amot. Once you reach the width of 4 amot, you're no longer a lechi anymore. You become a wall. You become a mavoi in of itself. A lechi has to be up to 4 amot. But once it reaches 4 amot, then it's not a lechi anymore. It becomes a wall. Once it's a wall, you need a lechi acher lahatiro. And so that would be the difference between them. Is this a lechi? Are these lechayin? Or is this a wall? According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have a wall now because you have more than 4 amot. According to Chachamim, they're all separate, so you have a lechi there. So you could carry all the way to the end of the lechi, but you still have a difference between them, whether it's called a lechi here or not called a lechi. So that's the way Rav Ashi explains it, which would help Rava out without the answer that he gave before of it being adjacent to a Karmelit, even if it's adjacent to Rishut Rabim. If you explain that statement of Rav Yochanan about Rav Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim, you can come up with the difference between them, even though you're carrying to the outer edge of the lechi. So Mar says, Ula Rav Shimon Gamliel, wait a minute, even if it's 4 amot wide, let us say lahavi kenira bechutz v'shavi b'mifnim. Let us say that it's something that is noticeable from the outside v'shavi mibifnim, and equal on the inside. So the way Rashi explains this, Tosafot thinks just the opposite, is that when you put up all these lechayim, you put up one after the next, you're putting up the boards. Where do the boards end? Do they end flush with the end of the mavoi? Rashi says no, nobody does that. In order for a lechi to be distinguished or separate, you're going to have the lechi extend a little bit, jut out into the Rishut Rabim, or jut out to the Karmelit a little bit, so it gives it separate designation from the wall. So you'll have it jut out a little bit. That means, from the inside of the Mavoy, you can't see that this lechi is separate. You can't see that it's distinguished from the wall. And therefore, when, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have them all together become 4 amot long, when I look at it, I just look at this big, long extension of the wall. I don't see anything. Whereas when I'm on the outside, looking in, I can actually see that this lechi is sticking out. It's actually extending beyond the wall. And extending beyond the wall, that should be sufficient to be the lechi. Forget about it being a wall. It's 4 amot long. But even though it's 4 amot long, it still juts out beyond the mavoi. And jutting out beyond the mavoi, that little jutting out area should be the lechi. That should be enough to be classified as the lechi. Because that's something that gives heker its significance. But, remember, it's only noticeable from the outside, but not noticeable from the inside. The piece that it juts out is what gives its designation as being separate from the wall. So we have to have two things. You have to have a lechi, that's again within the mavoi, but you also have a lechi that's separate from the wall. How do I give it a designation that's separate? It's because it juts out a little bit beyond the mavoi. So it doesn't become flush with the mavoi and look like it's as if you thickened the wall of the mavoi. That we don't want. We want it to be that it's something that's a separate designation. It would be kosher if it was put there as a lechi. If it wasn't put there as a lechi, then it would be just part of the wall. You need something that placed there intentionally to be a heker. If it's just the wall that is extended out or thicker, that doesn't make it a lechi. Yeah, the doorways over here. Yeah, so in this case, the extension would have been made the shem lechi. When they did that, they'd have to do the shem lechi. If they don't do the shem lechi, it just becomes the thickness of the wall, and then that's problematic. That's one possibility, or if this is less than 4 amot. This is less than 4 amot, then it can function like a lechi, because then it's not considered to be a thickness of the wall anymore. Alright, those are the two possibilities. Although, Tosafot back on Hey Amud Bet notes that the Rashi over here seems to be soter his position on Hey Amud Bet, which is that if something is placed there, the shem lechi, it doesn't matter if it's greater than 4 amot, it's still classified as a lechi. Over here, Rashi seems to say that it is classified as a mavoi if it's 4 amot, and being koveya, it is a lechi, it doesn't matter. We paskin like a bayah that lechi omid me'elav. A lechi that happens by itself is fine as a lechi, and as Rashi points out, that's as long as it's less than 4 amot. Less than 4 amot, it can be automatically a lechi. But greater than 4 amot, if it was placed to the shem lechi, it's fine. If it wasn't placed to the shem lechi, then we assume it's an expansion, a thickness of the wall. It's a part of the wall, not a lechi. In our Gemara here, Rashi seems to be saying, even above 4 amot, making it to a lechi won't help you, unless you do something that distinguishes it from the wall. That would not be classified as a lechi. And Tosafot notes this stira in Rashi back on Hey Amud Bet. So Rashi over here suggests that these lechi, or the outer lechi, extends beyond the wall. And therefore, it's nirei bebachutz, v'shavei bemifnim. And based on that, it should be a lechi. Tosafot disagrees and says, nobody sticks things out into the Rishut Arabim. Because in this entire sugya, Rava says that a lechi goes to the outer edge of the lechi. And if the outer side of the lechi is outside of the mavui, it's no longer a good lechi for this mavui, according to Rava. But rather, he thinks that the right explanation is that it's pulled in a little bit. It doesn't extend out, but rather it's pulled in a drop, and that it doesn't go out beyond the area. So here you can see, this is Rashi's shita, which is that the last lechi extends a little bit out. And here is Tosafot's shita, which is that the last lechi is a little bit in. Whichever way it is, it's not flush with the outer wall of the mavoi, so that would give it separate designation. But the separate designation is only noticeable from the outside. From the inside, you can't tell anything, because it just looks like one long thing from the inside. You don't see it being separate. From the outside, you can see it. So the Gemara says, Mida taimel Rabbi Yochanan. This whole thing we're saying here, this whole discussion about Rav Shmuel and Rabbanan is within the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Ha, kiyat ravin am Rabbi Yochanan, nir b'chutz v'sham b'fnim, neinu d'om b'sham lechi. We have a memo from Rabbi Yochanan. If something's only noticeable from the outside and not the inside, that is not a lechi. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not going to help you. And that's why it doesn't matter. For Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, doesn't matter. Even if it's 4 amot long and it's pulled in a little bit or extends out a little bit, none of that helps you, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't believe that being visible from the outside and not the inside helps. That's not a lechi. So now the Gemara continues and says, Itmar, nire b'mivim v'shaveh mi'bachutz. If it's visible on the inside, but from the outside it's flush, nidon mishum lechi. That does have a din of lechi. So that's a classic case of lechi, where you have it be flush with the wall, equivalent to over here before where we had the doorways as well. It's flush to the outside. If you're looking from the outside, the lechi looks like it's flush with the wall, just looks like the wall's thicker. From the inside, you can clearly see that this is a jutting out or a piece that sticks out. Based on that, you have a lechi, and that's according to everyone. According to everyone, nir b'fnim v'shavi b'chutz nidu mishum lechi. The question comes out with nir b'chutz v'shavi b'fnim. The question that we just spoke about within Rabbi Yochanan, in a case where from the inside it is flush, from the outside, it is separate. So you can have, depending on whose opinion here, Rashi or Tosafot, you can see it in different ways. But here you have this case where the lechi is flush to the inside, but from the outside it looks that it's separate, it looks like it's different from the wall. And we're going to see in a second there's other ways to express it, where the walls extend longer or shorter. But whatever it is, it's very visible from the outside. From the inside you would not be able, if you're standing inside the mavoi, it would not look to you as if there was something different over there. From the outside it is designated as different. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, again, who are peers, they both are talmidim of Rabbi. So Chadamar nidon mishum lechi, Chadamar ino don mishum lechi. Here it's machloket. Machloket tanaim as to whether, when you can see it from the outside and not the inside, is have a din of lechi. We saw before Rabbi Yochanan believes that it's not a lechi. So Gemara says, tistayim. Let us conclude that the Rabbi Chia hu damar nidon mishum lechi. Here the Gemara brings it, doesn't know who says what. We have Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barabi. One of them says lechi, one of them says not lechi. We don't know who's the author of each opinion. So now the Gemara says, let's give designation to the Rabbi Chia that he's the one who says it is nidon mishum lechi. How do I know that? The Tanya Rabbi Chia, we have a brighter from Rabbi Chia. Kolto shetzido achad panus michaveiro. You have a wall in which one of them is further in than the other. Ben shinira v'bechutz v'shabem v'bifnim. Whether it's visible from the outside and from the inside, it's not. Ben shnira bibifnim, or whether it's visible from the inside, v'shavim v'machut, and from the outside it looks equal, it looks flush, nidon mishum lechi. That has a din of lechi. So here's a case where you have a wall that extends beyond the other wall. I mean, they have two parallel walls, but one is longer than the other. They're not talking about the opposite walls of the mavoi. The mavoi has two walls that go along it. But one of the walls of the mavoi is adjacent to another wall. And being adjacent to another wall, that other wall either extends beyond it, or is shorter than it. And that will determine whether it's nira b'chutz or nira b'bifnim. If the mavoi's wall is longer than the other wall, then it's nira b'chutz, but it's not nira b'bifnim. If you have the outer wall that extends beyond, then this is a case where it's nira b'fnim, because on the inside you can see that there's a change in the direction of the wall. So again, you have here, where the walls, again, are running parallel, it's a question of which one extends. If the inner wall of the mavoi is shorter of the parallel walls, or the adjacent walls, then it's nearer bibifnim, because you could see that change. If the wall of the mavoi extends beyond the adjacent wall, then it's only nearer bibachutz, it's not nearer bibifnim. Tosafot says that it's a case we have two mavoi that are right adjacent to each other, and one is longer than the other. It depends which way it's extending, but each one. So for one of them it's nearer bibachutz, one of them it's nearer bibifnim. You have two adjacent mavoi. For this one it's nearer bibifnim, for this one it's nearer mibachutz, when you have the adjacent mavoi. So over here, you have a case where Rabbi Chia says that that functions as a lechi. So what does it sound like? It sounds like tistayim. You can conclude from this that Rabbi Chia believes that nira b'chutz is sufficient to be called a lechi. So we'll assign the opinion that nira b'chutz v'shave b'bifnim to Rabbi Chia, because that's what it sounds like from his opinion. So Mar says, Rabbi Yochanan milo shmilei, huh? So wait, didn't Rabbi Yochanan hear about this braita? And the fact, nevertheless, even though Rabbi Yochanan heard about this braita, he still says it's not a lechi. Elishmiele, velo savrala. He heard about this braita, but he just doesn't hold like it. He thinks that it's wrong. So Rabbi Chia nami, why don't we say the same thing with Rabbi Chia? Lo savrala. He doesn't hold like it. He might have heard of it. He might have said it over, but it's not it. Or it says, hi mai, I can complain with him. Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan savrala, mishumachi, lo tonila. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't subscribe to that opinion that lechi mibachutz, or nirabi mibachutz, the shavi mifnim is a lechi. Therefore, lo tonila. Therefore, he doesn't bring it down. He doesn't quote that braita. El Rabbi Chia, iita de lo savrala, lamalei the mitna. If he didn't think that it was right, why did he quote the braita? He should have just not quoted the braita. The fact that he's quoting the braita indicates that he thinks that that is the correct opinion. So therefore, we will assign the opinion that nira b'chutz v'shav mifnim is a lechi to Rabbi Chia. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, nira b'chutz v'shav mifnim nidon mishum lechi. So now we have Amar Rav Huna saying that it is, has a different lechi like Rabbi Chia. Amaraba umotvina nashmaitin. And on that memra, we have a question, which is, chatzer ktana shenifritza ligdola. You have a small chatzer, small courtyard, whose wall, the fourth wall of the courtyard, falls down. So you have two adjacent courtyards, a small courtyard and a large courtyard that are adjacent to each other. They share a common wall between them. That common wall between them, for the ktana, is the entire wall. For the gdola, there's a part of the wall that extends beyond the ktana that only belongs to the gdola. So now, the wall between them falls down. When the wall between them falls down, for the ktana, it's lost its entire fourth wall. That's now open into the chatzar gdola. From the chatzar gdola, the bigger courtyard looking into the ktana, it still has the edges of the wall that were not adjacent or shared with the ktana. So this is a case of Nira bibachutz, vishave bibifnim. So now the Gemara says, the Gdola mutaret, uktana asura. The Gdola is mutar because it has something that separates it from the Iktana. It has something that separates it where the gifufe, those edges of the wall that come in, they separate it from the Iktana. And if you have a doorway between chatzerot, if you have a doorway between two courtyards, you can designate them separately. So for the Gdola, it looks like they have a doorway between them. As long as that breach is less than 10 amot, we can call it a doorway. And the chatzer Gdola will be designated separately. But for the Ktana, it's Asur. Why? The Ktana has nothing that designates it separately from the Gdola. It just has a whole wall missing that looks into the Gdola. That you can't call a Petach. There's nothing there that makes it into a Petach. So, Mivneshi Pitcha Shel Gdola. For the Gdola, it's like a doorway into the Ktana. But from the Ktana into the Gdola, it's a breach of an entire wall. There's nothing there. So, Vimita, if you think that Nira B'chutz V'shabi B'fnim, then Ktana Nami Tishtari B'Nira B'chutz V'shabi B'fnim. Then you should be able to say that from the outside, from the side of the Chatzer Gdola, you see that there is a Petach. From inside the Ktana, you look out, you don't see anything. But that's our case, classic case of Nira Mibachutz V'Shave Mibifnim. Over here, why don't we say the same thing in the Chatzer Ktana should be Mutar. Some Rav Zera B'Nichnasim Kolei Ktana L'Gdola. It's a case here where it's not even Nira Mibachutz. Because the walls of the Ktana extend into the Gdola. It's not like they are flush. They extend all the way in. When they extend into the Gdola, over here you can see, the walls of the Ktana extend into the Gdola. So now they don't have the Gifufe, they don't have those side walls of the Gdola. The Gdola still has a Petach. But the Ktana, from the Ktana side, the walls go beyond the area that extends to the side for the Gdola. In that case, they don't gain the benefit of those side walls. Gemara says, V'leim alovot. Okay, the walls extend out. But they're within three tvachim of the outer walls of the Chatzer Gdola. So let's just look at that area as if it's cemented in. As if it's totally solid. If you do that, you're back to where we were before. Which is now it's near Mibachutz. V'shaveh Mibifnim. So the Gemara says, V'chitei medemachlik tuva. So what are you going to say? That the walls of the Chatzer Gdola are much further away than the walls of the Ktana. The Ktana is here. And they're more than three tvachim away from the outer walls of the Gdola. You have a big space between. Then you can't say Lavud. Then it's not near Mibachutz. Because the area of the Ktana, these walls are very narrow. These walls are extremely narrow. They can't function as a lechi. They can't function as the Nira B'chutz. They're not close enough to the outer walls of the Chatzer Gdola to make it into like a block. So now that's how we'll solve our problem. The Gemara says you can't say that. Why? V'atani Rav Adar bar Vime Kamei Derab Chanina or Kamei Derab Chanina bar Papa. Ktana be'eser. Ktana is 10 amot wide. Gdola be'chadesre. And the bigger chatzer is 11 amot wide. Well, let's think about that. If you have a 10 amot wide ktana, why does it be 10 amot? Because up to 10 amot is a doorway. The little one can only be 10 amot wide, otherwise it won't be a petach from the gdola into the ktana. The bigger one, he says, is 11 amot wide. How much is it ama? Ama is 6 tvachim. So now I take it, and I divide that 6 tvachim in half for each side. 3 tvachim on each side. I have lovud. So now, if that's the case, we're back to square one again, which is even if the walls of the Ktana extend into the Gdola, we'll say that they are connected to the outer walls of the Gdola because of Lovud. So if that's the case, then we're in a problem again. Why don't you say, Nira Mibachutz V'Shaveh B'Mifnim, and the Chatzer Ktana should be Muteret. So Amravina B'Muflagim Mikoto Zeh B'Shnayim, Mikoto Zeh B'Dalet. You know, you think like an architect. You think and something has to be balanced. Who says it has to be a symmetrical basis? It could be that on one side it's 4 tvachim away, and the other side it's 2 tvachim away. Yeah, it's only an ama greater than the Chatzer Gdola, but now I have a problem. I only have lovewood on one side. I don't have lovewood on the other side. Right, it's a drop less than 4 and a drop less than 2. That's why you had lovewood before, even when there was 3 tvachim away, because the wall took up a little piece of it. You're right. So that would be a little less than 3. But here it's going to be 4. It'll still be above 3. Above 3 won't allow for lovewood. And the side that doesn't have lovewood now, I'm not connected on that side. So the Gemara says, "Vleima, lovud miruach achat." Who says you need two lechayim? You only need one lechi to solve the problem here. So just because it shifted over, why does that help you? You still have on the side that you say lovud, you have a lechi on that side, and you should be fine. Vleima, lovud miruach achat v'tishtare, and it should be mutar. The Gemara says, "Rabbi, the author of dispositions, Rabbi, damar bina shnei pasim." Then in this case, you need two boards. Not because of Lechaim, but here, when you want to create the doorway, you need two extensions into the Chatzer. To be classified as a Chatzer, you need two Pasim. We'll deal with this tomorrow, which is why Rabbi needs it, because the Gemara continues down about this position of Rabbi. But because you need two Pasim, one side will not be sufficient to be Nikol, Nir V'chutz, Vishav V'Bimifnim. Okay, we'll stop over here.